Stephen King, Mitch McConnell should be charged as an accomplice in TXO shootings. By Hannah Blow on August 5, 2019. Author Stephen King reacted to the deadly shootings that ravaged El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, over the weekend by lashing out at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, stating that the Kentucky lawmaker should be charged as an accomplice in these deaths. 21 were killed in El Paso and 9 in Dayton over the weekend, with several dozen injuries between both tragedies. Rather than putting political animosity aside and standing in solidarity with victims and their families, the Pet Sematary writer took aim at McConnell and told his 5 million Twitter followers that the Senate Majority Leader should be charged as an accomplice in these deaths following McConnell's tweet on the carnage in El Paso. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are urging McConnell to cancel the August recess in order to pass House-approved universal background check legislation. Leader McConnell, do the right thing. Call an emergency session, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said Sunday. Wherever the senators are, put the House bill on the floor, and it will pass. And the president, my guess is, will have no choice but to sign it. Maybe we can do something to begin dealing with gun laws in a rational way, he continued. And not just quaking when the National Rifle Association and other extreme groups tell Congress to sit on its hands. There is little evidence that the House-backed measure would have prevented either shooting. As Breitbart News's A.W.R. Hawkins noted, the majority of shooters like the Gilroy Garlic shooter acquire their guns at retail, which means they are already passing background checks to get their guns. Universal checks would not change that. Additionally, on August 4, 2019, Breitbart News reported that the Dayton, Ohio, shooter acquired his gun legally. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal made clear the attacker had no criminal history to prevent the purchase of a gun. The gun the El Paso shooter used was also purchased legally, according to reports. President Trump addressed the nation Monday morning and condemned white supremacy, bigotry, and racism and encouraged mental health-based reforms. These sinister ideologies must be defeated, he stated. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence, he continued. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately.